Who would like to be a chassid out there? Now, I don't mean like Hasidic. I'm happy you asked that, like Bells or Ger. I mean chassid in the state of holy man. Few? Hosai, the Gemara in Baba Kama instructs us. What should one who wants to be a chassid do? Man de boil mehevi chassida. What should you focus on if you want to be a chassid? Or you want to be a higher level person? Doesn't get by with the basic halacha more than a tzaddik, like the Mesilas Sharm says. So the Gemara says three things, three amarayim focus on different things. Man de boil mehevi chassida has mekayim mili de brachos. So you have to be very, very careful about brachos, what brachos you make. Brachos is a very, very hard sugya. Shlomo Zalman said at the end of like he had 100 sveikas, 100 doubts in Hilchas Brachas that no one spoke about. Brachas is very difficult what to make the very brachas. If you want to be a chassid, you have to be careful about brachas. Another Amora says, Man deboilim hevi chassida, should be mekayim mili de nezikin. Be very, very careful in damages. You shouldn't hurt your friend. You shouldn't run into your friend, step on his foot, break his pen, break his iPhone, maybe that you should break. No one can even laugh at that anymore. Man, and the third day it says, Mekayim Mili de Avos. Klaiso is learning Avos over the summer. Man de Boi Lamebi Chassid, that's Mekayim Mili de Avos. So three opinions. One who wants to be a Chassid. There are a few there out there who are interested in that. What do you have to work on? Brachos, Nezikin, or Avos? Says Rabbeinu Maral in his Akdama to Pirkei Avos, a tremendous thing. Each of these shitas doesn't represent just itself, it represents a whole mahalach, a whole focus in Avodas Hashem. Bein Adam l'chaveiro, Bein Adam l'makom, and Bein Adam latzmo. Latzmo. A person meets out itself. Some of us know the two type categorization of Bein Adam l'chaveiro, Bein Adam l'makom. Says the Maral, there are really three things. One who wants to, says one Amora, you want to be a chassid? You have to focus on completion in your Bein Adam l'chaveiro. Which one is that? The Zikin. Specifically very careful. Not just I do nice things for my friend. Maral says even more to be very, very careful. It's a little bit harder even to be very careful not to offend anyone, not to do anything wrong, not to cause any damages to someone. You need completion in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro to be a chassid. Brachas represents which? Bein Adam L'Makom. Brachas. And others, which the Maral says is Nichlu called Divrei Musar. All Divrei Musar in this small sefer called Avos includes all the Shrashim of Midos. Maral himself has a suffix, whether the three separate opinions, or really you have to mekayim all of them. Can I get from just this, can I become a chassid, or do I need the time? The Maral don't mean to be arguing, but you have to work on each one. And this Maral is a source for the extremely famous foundational formulation, a lot of evs in that, of those three terms, Bein Adam L'Atzmo, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and Bein Adam L'Makom. But I was recently reminded, and actually a tape that I listened to of myself, of a, someone has to listen, okay, of a different, far less well-known, but I think perhaps equally important formulation. Let's see and work through this together. So we have in Avos Perek Gimel Yud Aleph, we have a statement of Lazar Modai. Hamachalas Akachim, one who desecrates holy things. Mavaza Esamodos, someone who disgraces the Yamim Tovim, our holidays. Vamal Pnei Chaveiro Barabim, someone who embarrasses his friend Barabim. Those are three things. Vamefer briso shel Avram Avino, someone who nullifies the bris of Abram, vamegala fanim b'Torah shelo kalacha, and someone who reveals faces in the Torah shelo kalacha, afal pi sheyesh biyado Torah ma'isim tovim, ein lo chelik l'olam haba. Okay, five things listed. Let's explain each one just a little bit. Hamachalas hakadshim, someone who desecrates holy things. Mefarshim explained that means you're not careful about kadshim, about matters relating to the Beis Hamikdash. Right, you have a korban, you have a sacrifice, you don't deal with it the right way. You have cheftzei kodesh, bedek abayis, beams of hektish, you don't treat them the right way. That's mechalas hakadshim. Hamavazas amodos, you're not careful about the yamim tovim. Rabbeinu Yonah says, which Yom Tovim? Rashi learns like that also. Which Yom Tovim we're talking about? This is a little scary. Chol HaMoed. Both say, don't wear your regular clothes on Chol HaMoed. And don't eat the regular foods on Chol HaMoed. Because according to certain Mepharshim, that's called a bizayon. That's called disgrace. To treat Chol HaMoed like the week, you have to go to work, you have to go to work. They're heterim. But to bemvaza, to do actions which you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, or not eating and drinking as you should, is that category. The Mal Pnei Chavero, that we know, embarrassing someone. Mefer Bitsa Shalom Ravino means that someone didn't, God forbid, circumcise himself. Or there's something called being Moshe Karla, so he tries to cover up his bris. The Megal Panam Tarah Shalok Halacha finally means that someone says, according to one pshat, you say incorrect pshatim in the Torah. Also, you have to know that. There's something called Megal Panam Tarah Shalok Halacha. Saying pshatim which are wrong, certainly pshatim which go against the Mesorah. Certainly someone who wants to learn Torah to prove that what Chazal said about women is wrong is Megala Panam B'Torah Shalok Halacha. And the Mishnah tells us what that is. So here are five things. Now we have the basic pshat. So the Mizgeret Azov says something absolutely phenomenal. And these are five foundational points in Avodas Hashem. Three we already mentioned. We're going to add another two. So let's work together. Which of these things in the Mishnah's Beit Alon L'Chavero? Help me out. I'm not doing all the work today. Malam Pnei Chavero. That's easy, right? Malam Pnei Chavero. Someone embarrasses someone else, turns his face white. It says when you hurt someone, they first turn red, and then they turn white. That's the term Malam Pnei Chavero. If you get angry first, you're red. Then you cop what happened to you, turn white. That's, God forbid, Malam Pnei Chavero. That's Beit Alon L'Chavero. Which one is Bein Adam L'Mokom? Let's all review quickly, right? Good. Too fast. Right, we have Machalas HaKadshim, Mevazeh at the Moados, Baal Pnei Chavero, Mefer Bisa Shal Mervinu, Megalapanam Torah Shalot Kalacha. So, the Mizgeret Hazav says, Machalas HaKadshim, right, Kadshim is God's stuff. That's the Ribono Shel Chafatzim, Cheftzei Kodesh. So that's Bein Adam L'Mokom. This is a very interesting one. Which one is Bein Adam L'Chavero? We have three left, Mevazeh at the Moados, Mefer Bisa Shal Mervinu, Megalapanam B'Torah Shalok Halacha. Which one is La'atzmo? Which one of these three is La'atzmo? Benam La'atzmo, into yourself. Huh? Okay, so he says, one of the most central midas that we have on both sides, which is so necessary today, is midas asimcha. There's a midah called midas asimcha, to be happy, right? And someone who treats Yom Tov correctly is touching that midah of simcha, because of course, if you're the Rambam, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to be happy on all the days, sameach v'tuv levav, on all the days of Yom Tov v'nitna, v'sasim, v'simcha, etc. So that's Beit Adam L'Chavero. So the three categories, the general categories, which we all know about, which the Maral spoke about, we find in this Mishnah also. Right? One more time, quick, just Mechala Zekadshim is what? That's Bein Adam L'Atzmo. Mevaze es amodos. L'makom, sorry. Sorry. See if you're awake. Okay? Mechal sekachim. Gil? L'makom. Bein adam l'makom. Mevaze es amodos is bein adam la'atzmo. But ma'u p'nei chaveiro b'rabim is chaveiro. Okay? But what about these last two? And this is what I really wanted to bring out in the Shmuz. V'amever b'risa shalom ravinu. What's that, Rabosai? What category? What new central category in Avodas Hashem in our whole religious life does that represent? It represents our relationship to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael. Bris shel Avraham Avinu, the covenant that we share, that all Klal Yisrael shares, that's our relationship to the Jewish people. We're part of an amazing, special people. We're part, Rabosai, of the most amazing, most special people it could be. And that has to be a central aspect. Now, Rabosai, listen well for a moment. One of the greatest mistakes a person can make is think that the question of Shaychus to Klal Yisrael and being focused on Klal Yisrael is a career question. If I go into Kiruv, I'm in. If I don't go into Kiruv, I'm Pater. Rabosai, the Mizgeret Azov is teaching us that having Shaychus to Klal Yisrael is a connection, is a separate category in Avodas Hashem. Just like Bein Adam L'Chavero, and just like Bein Adam L'Atzmo, and just like Bein Adam L'Makom, are categories. A person's standing in the Jewish people and how much he sees himself as part of something bigger than himself and how much he's part of this historic, unbelievable, amazing nation is a central question which we all have to deal with. Rav Shteyman often says to people asking questions, should he do this, do this? The Zikloy HaRabim is the Cheshbon Ikari. Zikloy HaRabim, what's going to help the Rabim? Doesn't make a difference if you're selling insurance. You still have to be worried about Zikloy HaRabim. You can help in so many ways your community. I want to again read a Gra, which I read a few weeks ago to the Tzibur. It's so basic. The Gra says, what's the Kavan in Tefillah? Aser Lechavin B'Tefillah L'Tzarech Atzmo. It's your Aser to Daven in Tefillah L'Tzarech of yourself. Ach, l'spolel, this is every tefillah. Shiyu kol Yisrael, b'tachlis ha'shlemus. When I daven three Shemona Esrei a day, a central part of that is supposed to be, l'spolel, shiyu kol Yisrael, b'tachlis ha'shlemus. The whole Jewish people should be b'tachlis ha'shlemus. V'yunishlam k'nesis Yisrael l'malah. That's the kavan in tefillah. There's no answer, there's no way in Avodas Hashem to say I'm just on my own. And at Rabosei, I want to tell you another secret. You can be in East Sibur, and you can be in Kiruv, and you can be not shaykh to Klal Yisrael. Loving the Jewish people, of course, means loving everybody. But if you don't love the holy yeshivas and chassidus, you're missing where these are the places where Yiddishkeit is at its peak. That means Klal Yisrael is at its peak. So how can we not love those places also? That's loving the Jewish people. If I'm just into my little neck of the woods, but I'm critical and degrading and non-appreciative of the heart of the Jewish people, then who do I really love? Think about that. Now, Rabosa, we have one more Amud left, and that's Megala Panim B'Torah Shelo Kalacha, which of course relates to what? To Torah. Our whole life, we need a singular relationship with Torah. It's not enough to be Shalim and Ben Olam L'Chaveiro and Ben Olam L'Makom and Ben Olam L'Atzmo and to have a Shaychus to Klal Yisrael. We have to have a central focus our whole lives on a relationship to the Jewish people. Am I putting enough energy and time every day of my life into Talmud Torah? I want to read you a line that Rav Hunter said. Kol yamai gadalti ben hachachamim, v'zachiti lahakir harbe mehem. Rav Hunter knew a lot of gedolim. All my days I grew up amongst the wise people and I was zocha to know many of them. Af echa mehem lo nesa gadol ayidei lima. Not one of them became a great man in Torah through learning. What they do? Elamito hatir the belimud, bothered in limud, concerned, involved for tracht. We say in Yiddish, mito hatir the belimud. It's on my mind. The gather hatir the belimud lo shani ochez asuge. Do you grasp the suge? I grasp it. No, asuge ochezet oti. The sugya is grabbing me. The Gemara is grabbing me. It's not letting me go. I wanted to go to sleep. The Rashba didn't let me. I wanted to go to lunch, but a point in shear wasn't clear. I couldn't let go. He didn't let me go. Both, I know he went out with the dinosaurs, but Kenny Rogers had a song. You were always on my mind. You're always on my mind. That's what Torah is. You're always on my mind. Krishnabam likes to say, the getter of Ben Torah, is he goes to sleep with Akasha and he wakes up with the Teretz. That's what it means to have a connection to Torah. Lo sheh sugya, not that atah ochez ha-sugya, the sugya is ochez us. It's on our minds, it's bothering us. We have Akasha, I can't go to sleep. So both say, these are the five yesodas. These are new, the five yesodas. Specifically, I want to be madgish, I want to emphasize these two yesodas that we learned today. Together with the Bein Olam L'Chaveiro, Bein Olam L'Makom, Bein Olam L'Atzmo, that we always have to have a focus on. Together with that, we always have to be dealing with these questions. Megalat Panim B'Torah Shelo Kalacha, that reminds us that I need a constant Shaychus to Torah every day of my life. And Moshech Bor Losa Shalom Ravina teaches us that I have to always be dealing with my covenant, my connection to the Jewish people. And if we can focus on these five things in a correct way and constantly have them in our minds, then we can help bring Klal Yisrael to be a true Mamleches Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh, as in the earlier days. Thank you very much.